gonna be a sucky weekend.
Try spending it with an 11-year-old who does nothing but complain.
You mean me?
Boy, no wonder they gotta write your name in your underwear.
What am I supposed to do?
Watch TV.
There's nothing on.
Play a video game.
I played them all.
Read a book.
Yeah, right. Who's the moron now?
Okay. Here's a rainy day activity. There are 12 college basketball games on this weekend. Dial this number and ask for Coop. Tell him you're calling for Mr. Bo Jingles and write down everything he tells you.
Do I get to make some of the picks this time?
You got money?
If you pay me what you owe me.
Well, you're getting an education here. That's priceless.
What's going on?
Just talking about picking colleges.
I like Duke.
Over Wake Forest?
I got a hunch.
You've got him thinking about college already?
You're welcome. So how'd it go with the doctor?
Sit down. I have to tell you something.
What?
Alan takes off his jacket as he steps into the room.
The doctor wants me to have a procedure.
What kind of procedure?
He says I'm fine and it's routine, but I'm really freaked out about it.
What procedure?
A colonoscopy.
Oh, jeez, Alan, that's no big deal. You're just gonna shove a camera up your...
Okay, in all future references to this procedure, can we please use the word glide or slide? As opposed to shove.
Don't sweat it. Every guy eventually has to get one of those. It's strictly a fact-finding mission.
You've had one?
No, are you crazy? But I hear there's nothing to worry about. It's a tiny little camera. Count your blessings. In the old days, they'd send a sketch artist up there. Besides, you're unconscious the whole time.
That's what I'm worried about. I'll be in a very vulnerable position. They could do anything.
Alan, it's not a pirate ship. Just relax. It'll be over before you know it.
Yeah. I'll bet that's what they say on pirate ships.
The boys at a mic.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men.
Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Law and Lee Aronson.
Aw, damn it.
What?
The sink stopped up again. That kid still doesn't know the difference between the garbage disposal and the drain.
What do you want? He's 11.
That's no excuse. If he can't tell which hole is which at his age, he's headed for big trouble down the road.
Ample Berta looks cross as she stomps out of the kitchen. Charlie wears a puzzled frown, then checks to see if Berta's gone. He ambles over to the two sinks and checks them both. He flicks a switch on the wall.
How about that?
Oh, God, I had the worst nightmares.
Pirate ships?
Full-service gas stations.
I failed to see the connection.
Cold steel nozzles going into openings. Dipsticks being pulled out. Do I have to draw you a picture?
You know what? You need to get your mind off this colonoscopy.
Come on, get in there, you sucker!
Berta taps the sink plug hole with plumbing gear. Alan, in his dressing gown and pajamas, looks perturbed and sits at the kitchen table.
Easy for you to say.
How about this? How about you and me hop in the car and go to Vegas for a couple of days?
Just like that? What about Jake?
Oh, yeah, Jake. Okay, how about this? We get him a fake mustache and a hat and tell everybody his mother was a heavy smoker.
I don't think so.
Oh, we can still bring him, but come on, it's the perfect solution. The kid's bored out of his mind and you're all puckered up over this colonoscopy thing.
It just won't go in!
Alan looks pained, then turns to Charlie.
Well, it is a 3-day weekend.
Exactly, and I got $2,000 in my pocket that's itching to turn into 12 bucks in a hangover. Come on, we can be there in like 4 hours. Unless you drive, in which case I'm not going.
Oh, perfect. Now I can't get it out.
You know what? Why not? One way or another, I'm gonna get reamed. I might as well enjoy a free seafood buffet.
Great. Go grab a toothbrush for you and the kid, and we'll hit the road.
As Charlie and Alan leave the kitchen, Berta takes out her mobile and dials.
Pinky, Berta, order a keg and call the gang. I got the house till Tuesday.
Okay, we're gonna need two rooms, one for Alan Harper and son, and one for Charlie Harper and a cocktail waitress to be named later. No, I don't want connecting rooms. Weren't you listening? In fact, put mine on a different floor. Come on, let's go! Now, what's playing in your showroom? Nude Legends on Ice. Sweet. Okay, this may sound like a dumb question, but is it a family show? Well, what if the kid had a mustache? All right, he'll just have to stay in the room and watch scrambled porn.
In Jake's room, Jake sits on the bed while Alan packs.
You could help me, you know.
No, you're doing okay.
Where's your clean underwear?
I'm wearing it.
That's all you brought for the weekend?
It's only 3 days.
All right, we'll pick some up when we get there.
They can last 5 days if I turn them inside out.
Alan looks disgusted. Charlie comes in.
What's going on? Aren't you ready?
I'm packing Jake.
For what, college? What the hell's this for?
So he can go swimming.
Where?
They have pools in Vegas, Charlie.
Why don't you bring a frying pan? They got kitchens, too.
Let's see. Sport jacket.
He doesn't need a sport jacket.
What if we decide to take him someplace nice for dinner?
Take him someplace nice? Alan, if I want to throw away money, I'll play Keno.
Can I gamble in Vegas?
No.
Well, then why am I going?
Because all the kennels are full. Now, come on, let's go.
Charlie, I haven't packed myself yet.
You're kidding. What have you been doing?
I changed the phone message to tell people we'd be out of town. I put together a little first aid kit. I turned the thermostat down on the fridge because if you're not opening and closing it, it doesn't have to be that cold. I called the paper and stopped delivery. And I erased all the answers out of an old Mad Libs book so we'd have something to entertain us in the car.
Mad Libs, huh?
Yeah.
Let me see that. Go! Get packed!
He beats Alan with a book and goes. Jake and Charlie are playing cards.
Wait till you see Vegas, Jake. There's action everywhere you look. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
How does that help me? I can't gamble and I have to be in bed at 9:30.
Hey, when we go to Disneyland, do I complain that I hate every aspect of the entire experience?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then you know how irritating it is. Blackjack.
That's it?
Yep, you owe me another dollar.
This stinks.
You want to quit?
Just steal the cards.
Attaboy.
Well, Charlie, what's a colonoscopy?
Didn't your dad tell you?
He said it was just a test and it was no big deal, so I looked it up on the internet.
And?
I don't believe it.
Believe it.
Wouldn't it be easier to go in the other way?
You'd think, but no.
Why do they have to do it?
They just want to see what's going on up there.
Did Dad lose something? Because when I swallowed 35 cents, we just waited for it to come out.
No kidding.
Yeah, but I only got 30 cents back.
Well, the house always takes a cut. What are you going to do?
Hit me.
Okay, okay. In Vegas, you don't say hit me. If you want a card, you go like this.
Okay, fine.
Jake taps his cards and Charlie deals.
Busted. You owe me another dollar.
What if I didn't want another card?
You go like this.
That's what I meant to do.
There's no do-overs in Vegas.
What's the signal if you have to go to the bathroom?
There is no signal. You just get up and go to the bathroom. Unless you're on a hot streak, in which case you sit tight and wet yourself.
You're kidding, right?
Hey, you're wearing a $50 pair of slacks and you got $600 on the table? Do the math.
Charlie stares at him, then rolls his eyes.
Alan, are you ready yet?
Just about.
And where'd I get the $600?
You've been saying that for 20 minutes. What are you doing?
Financial planning.
I don't want to look, but I gotta.
Charlie gets up.
In class, if we have to go to the bathroom, we do this or this. Get it?
He holds up two fingers.
Yeah, I got it.
Charlie goes up to Alan's bedroom.
280.
The hell are you doing?
Hang on. Thanks. Now you made me lose count. 10, 10, 10, 20, 20, 20.
Stop it! Why are you doing this?
I have a system.
Do tell.
I divide my gambling money into three equal piles. The first one is for day one. That's the money I'll put in my money belt.
You're wearing a money belt?
Oh, good. You can't tell. I was afraid it made me look chunky. Anyway, the second pile is for day two. I'll give that to you, but under no circumstances do you give it back to me before midnight of day one, which would, of course, be the official start of day two.
Unfreaking believable. What's the last pile for?
Ah, that's the most important pile. That's the money I hide in my fry boot.
A cowboy boot.
In your boot?
But I pretend that I don't have it, so that if disaster strikes and I've lost piles one and two, then I can pull it out and poof, I'm solvent again.
Okay, I think I understand.
Pretty clever, huh?
Yeah. That's a nice boot. Let me see it.
Oh, sure.
Get dressed and let's go!
Charlie throws the boot on the bed. Downstairs, he's playing cards with Jake. Jake checks his cards, then taps on the top one. Charlie deals him another one. Jake taps again.
Okay.
21!
Turn over your whole card.
Oh, 27.
Close, 29.
Okay, I'm good.
All righty!
Charlie turns to look at Alan, who's dressed in a satin, brown, white and gold shirt and a pair of Elvis-style shades. He has a wheeled suitcase and other bags.
Viva Las Vegas!
Oh, Alan.
What?
We're going in a Mercedes, not a time machine.
Should I change?
You should, but after all these years, I doubt you will.
Charlie picks up a small case from the pile of luggage.
What's this?
Oh, toiletries, sundries, whatnot.
Really?
Yeah, you'll thank me. Not all hotels supply shower caps and sewing kits.
They step outside.
Get in the car. Jake, come on.
Hold on a second.
Oh, for God's sake. Now what?
Jake wipes his mouth.
Okay, let's go.
Well, you don't have a fever.
I told you, he's fine. Let's go.
Charlie, he threw up in your umbrella stand. Did you miss that?
So, Vegas is full of people who throw up. They built that city on a sea of vomit.
I'm okay, I can go.
That's the spirit.
You really want to drive 5 hours through the desert with a puking kid in the back of your new Mercedes?
He can stick his head out the window. Let the guy behind us worry about it.
We're not going.
Oh, come on. It's probably just something he ate.
All right. What have you eaten in the last 24 hours?
Well, let's see. Two bowls of Cocoa Puffs, a couple of blueberry Pop-Tarts, a bag of string cheese. That reminds me, we need more string cheese. Then for lunch, a Hot Pocket and a bagel bite. Then dinner, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and a bologna sandwich.
Okay, it's not what he ate.
Then for snack, I had a glass of Tang and some Cheetos.
That explains the orange vomit.
It's probably some kind of stomach virus.
Oh, please, I throw up all the time. It's just nature's way of saying everybody out of the pool.
I'm putting him to bed. Come on.
They have beds in Vegas?
What if he needs a doctor?
They have doctors in Vegas? I bet if we looked around, we could find a casino with a hospital theme. You know, Caesar's Sinai or something.
Threw up in Uncle Charlie's umbrella stand, and we're going to Vegas.
The guys die for the phone.
What kind of a father are you?
Hey, I am a good father. The minute he threw up, I canceled the trip.
But you were planning to take my 11-year-old child to Las Vegas.
It's really a family town now. The mob hardly has any influence at all anymore.
Oh, good, Charlie. That helps.
When were you planning on telling me about this trip?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, Mom.
Oh, good, Jake. That helps.
Honey, why don't you go lie down?
Why? I'm fine. Uncle Charlie, is it too late to get our beds down with Coop?
What beds?
Who's Coop?
Go lie down. You're delirious. Listen, Judith, I don't think you understand the true ramifications of what's going on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You see, this trip was my idea.
I'm shocked.
Let me finish. You see, I wanted to cheer Alan up because...
Charlie, don't. It's personal.
She has a right to know. Judith, Alan got some bad news from the doctor yesterday.
Oh, my God, Alan, what is it?
Well, the doctor says I have to have a colonoscopy.
Are you having problems?
No, it's just routine.
So?
So I'm really nervous about it.
That's it?
Well, it's a long, snaky thing with a camera.
Oh, please, your son was 10 pounds at birth and his head was the same size it is now.
That's kind of apples and oranges, isn't it?
Goodbye, Alan.
Wait, Judith, aren't you going to take Jake with you?
No, I'm not taking him. He's fine. And don't think I don't see what's going on here. You put Jacob to tell me he's sick so you could pawn him off on me while you went gallivanting off to Las Vegas.
Well, he did throw up. Smell the umbrella stand.
I'm not buying it. I'll be back to get him Monday night. And if I find out you went ahead and took him to Vegas, you'll be getting a colonoscopy from my attorney.
I've seen your alimony checks. You already got one.
Alan nods his head. Jake strolls in.
So what's the deal? Are we gone?
I don't think so.
Why? I'm fine.
Yeah, but your mom said no.
Aw, man.
Don't eat anything orange.
You want to know what I think?
Not at all.
I think if she wanted to keep you on a leash like a neutered poodle, she shouldn't have divorced you.
I am not on a leash. I never was on a leash.
You were living here for 3 weeks before you were comfortable getting up on the couch without permission.
Can we just drop it? It was a bad idea.
There are no bad ideas. There's just a lack of will to execute them. We're men, Alan. Single men. We go where we want, when we want, and how we want. Usually without so much luggage and toiletries, but I'm trying to be flexible here.
I explained about the toiletries.
The point is, you can't let your ex-wife control your behavior, no matter how stupid or self-destructive it might be.
Oh, Charlie, I have
what
to...
What profit a man if he escapes the iron shackles of matrimony, only to surrender to the sexually frustrated tyranny of a vengeful ex-wife?
Sitting on the sofa, Alan frowns and considers.
You know what? You're right. We're men.
Damn right. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Then grab your fanny pack. We're going to Vegas.
Jake?
Just a sec. That's okay. It's mostly water.
Jake comes out of the kitchen and heads for the door. Jake's in his bed.
Fine. Let's go. We're men.
Nope. You're too sick.
Some other time.
I'm really sorry I ruined the trip, Uncle Charlie.
Hey, it's not your fault. It's your dad who won't let you go.
Thanks, Charlie.
Why should he feel guilty?
Here, put this on Wake Forest.
Jake hands Charlie money.
Game's over, Jake. They lost.
What about the spread?
They didn't cover.
Give me back my money.
Get some rest.
I'm hungry.
Get used to it.
Alan and Charlie leave the room.
That's some great kid.
Yeah.
Sick as a dog and all he wants is a little action.
Well, he gets that from you.
You think so? Because I do try to be a role model.
I know you do. Listen, there's no reason you have to stick around. He's just going to sleep. I can keep an eye on him.
No, I couldn't go now.
Why not? You wanted to go to Vegas, you should go. Let's face it, you're probably going to have a much better time without Jake and me anyway.
Probably. Unquestionably.
Then why don't you go?
I don't know. It just feels somehow wrong to abandon the kid when he's sick.
Congratulations. Now you know what it feels like to be a parent.
Hmm. How inconvenient.
What's that?
Sounds like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
They walk into the living room. Muscle-bound guys are bringing in drinks coolers, guests are sprawled in armchairs drinking beer, and Bert is organizing the occasion. Alan and Charlie look on from the doorway.
Berta?
Berta turns. She looks shocked.
Surprise!
Heavy 50-ish Berta starts dancing. Charlie and Alan turn to each other. They look unconvinced.
I'm going to start the IV. In a few seconds, you're going to feel a little drowsy.
No drowsy. I want to be out. Completely out.
Don't worry, you will be. Right, doctor?
Aye. You won't be remembering anything, me bucko.
Alan turns to the doctor, who's wearing a pirate's hat, eye patch, and has a fake parrot on his shoulder. Alan passes out.
Thanks, Doc. Here's the $2,000 for your children's hospital. And remember, when he wakes up, you're a gas station attendant.
ITFC audio description.
men, 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 manly men, men.